Welcome to Season 1, Episode 7 of the Neighborhood of Holy podcast. My name is Matt Lipan, and I thought today that we might spend just a few moments talking about depression. Now, we know last week that we lost Chris Cornell, and some of the stories have been suggesting that he maybe took a little bit more of an anti-anxiety prescription drug than is perhaps recommended, causing him to feel a sense of paranoia, suicidal thoughts, and kind of inadvertently, I don't know if that's the right word, right? But ended up committing suicide, though it was kind of considered to be maybe unintentional or accidental in some way as a result of side effects of this anti-anxiety medicine. I felt like we needed to talk about depression a little bit. And of course, this is something that people have done studies on for years and years and years. Conversations are still going. But I thought I would just share a little bit from the perspective of a pastor of wrestling with the mental illness that is depression. I literally just got off the phone with an individual earlier today and is dealing with the tragic loss of a loved one. Felt like, you know, was this something that the church needs to talk about more? And so I thought maybe it would share, maybe we would have some conversation as we take a walk around the neighborhood here about this topic of depression. Now, what's interesting about it, and I think it's important to kind of lay some groundwork in a way. Of course, when we talk about depression, the National Institute of Mental Health defines depression as a common but serious mood disorder that can cause severe symptoms that impact the way that you feel, that you think, that you handle daily activities, even to how you sleep, how you eat, or you're working, okay? And to be diagnosed with depression, now here's where I think is where the church can do a better job perhaps of talking about and pushing back against the social stigma of depression. It is a medical condition that you can be diagnosed with. And therefore, it is not something that you should feel bad about or you should be ashamed of. Rather, recognizing that there are some things that aren't working that can be treated. So it is a diagnosis. It says here, according to the National Institute of Mental Health, it says that this is something that if the symptoms are present for at least 2 weeks, that it's possible for an individual to be diagnosed with depression. Now, there's lots of different kinds of depressions, but what I think is common is a number of the ways in which the symptoms of depression sort of manifest themselves. So maybe it's this persistent feeling of being sad or anxious or even empty. It might be feelings of hopelessness. It might just be irritability. Maybe feelings of guilt or worthlessness, helplessness. Maybe you've lost interest or pleasure in some of the things that you've always enjoyed doing, right? Maybe there's some hobbies or some activities that used to be really enjoyable, even life-giving to you, and now it's just not there. Maybe there's decreased energy. Maybe you're tired all the time. Maybe you're feeling restless or having trouble just being still for a little while. Maybe difficult for you to concentrate or remember stuff, or maybe leads to some indecisiveness. Maybe you're having a hard time making decisions or having trouble sleeping or eating, having some, issues of dealing with, how to manage food or appetite, perhaps even thoughts of death or suicide. And so there's a lot of different signs and symptoms to depression. And the National Institute of Mental Health suggests that there's a number of, any combination of a couple of these, if they are present most of the day, nearly every day, for at least 2 weeks, then it's possible that you might be suffering from depression. And it's important that you seek treatment. This is not, again, I think this is where the church can do a better job of speaking kind of truth into this mental issue that you don't, there is no shame in this. Shame is only going to, and it does this, whether it's with depression or sin or whatever aspects of our lives, shame only makes us turn inward and almost seek isolation. And then we get disconnected from the from community, from friends, from those who care for us and know us, can hold us accountable, can support us. And that's when we really find ourselves in trouble. And so if you feel like, you know what, I've been wrestling with this issue of depression, I'm not sure if I'm depressed or not, but man, you know, a list of the things that you just read off, I'm feeling a lot of those things pretty consistently now for some time, then you've got to talk with somebody. Find, you know, go talk with your doctor, talk with a pastor or a trusted friend or someone that can help walk beside you to get help. There's treatment. There are things that can be done. There are medications that can treat depression. You don't have to walk this journey alone. You can't walk this journey alone. You absolutely should not walk this journey alone. So find ways to help yourself by seeking help and support from others. Whether, you know, there's different drugs and prescriptions that can be given that can help, medications that can help deal and treat depression. In my experience, as I talk with individuals and I counsel individuals and I am working and striving to be in relationship with individuals who are wrestling with depression, it's been this journey of working through and working past the guilt of and recognizing then that it's something that can be treated and that support is needed in order to make that happen. So besides medication, there's you know, other ways and other things that you can be doing in combination with that. So be active, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, be active, exercise, set goals. This is all, you know, information coming from the National Institute of Mental Health. Set realistic goals, goals that are going to push you, but yet are also realistic, right? They're attainable in some way, but maybe it will take some work or some effort. Try to spend time with other people. Don't isolate yourself. I would say that is one of the most crucial things, not just in battling depression, but just in life in general. Don't isolate yourself. You were not created. We were not created to do life in isolation, to do life by ourselves. We were absolutely created to be in community and relationship with one another. And so, and of course, as a pastor, as a Christian, I would go on to suggest that we have also been created to be in community and relationship with God, our Creator. But don't isolate yourself in any aspect of your life. It will never be helpful. You always need people to walk beside you, to support you, to have people that you trust, that you can confide in, that you can share openly. Let others help you. Let others do life with you and allow them to be a presence and support and voice in your life. If you're thinking about or you're wrestling with this thing that is depression, don't expect things to just change overnight, that immediately you're going to feel better. But rather expect, plan for, anticipate, it's going to be a gradual thing, that this is not going to be a, you know, immediately you flip a switch and now all of a sudden you don't feel helpless or sad or lonely or, you know, but that all of a sudden everything is better. If you're wrestling with depression, don't, you know, try to maybe hold off on some really life-changing important decisions and then just keep learning. Keep growing. Keep exploring, what is this thing that is depression? How can I battle this? How can I learn more about it? How can I find and explore other ways to treat it? Maybe you're somebody who you're not wrestling with this, you know, you're not fighting this battle of depression, but maybe you know someone or have a friend or a loved one who is, be thinking about ways in which you can come alongside that individual and love them, support them, encourage them, walk beside them as they also, deal with this medical condition. Encourage them, maybe borderline push them to seek treatment. Depression is not a thing that just you fix on your own, that it just goes away, but rather as a medical condition needs to be treated, and there is no shame in that. So help your loved one, help your coworker, help your friend, encourage him or her to seek treatment. And then I would say, if you're willing to, don't do this if you're not, but if you're willing to, commit to walking beside them on part of this journey. Be curious to hear your thoughts on this topic of depression, or perhaps ways in which you have been battling it or have walked beside it as you've had family or friends or loved ones that have been wrestling with this, how you have supported them, walked beside them. You can connect with the podcast on the website, neighborhoodofholy.com. You can hit me up on Twitter, MATTLIPAN, or you can shoot me an email and we can have some conversation about depression. What can the church do? I'd be fascinated to hear from you ways in which you have experienced the church be helpful, and perhaps ways in which the church could do a better job of being helpful in whether it's educating or supporting individuals as they deal with this medical issue that is depression. So look forward to hearing your thoughts and your conversation. Thanks for walking around the neighborhood with me. We'll see you soon.